Look at us coming in live exactly as the music ends. Aren't we so professional? I mean, we planned that. We definitely absolutely did that on purpose.
Did not happen. She went, oh, the music's running out.
Why are the last three chords going? I'm like, oh, we should go live. I mean, it's fine. We planned it. It was totally planned. It was absolutely 100% planned.
Totally out of our butts.
Anyway, we got so many people in here today. Hello, everybody in chat. Asa and Jude and Melanie, Sandy, Nikki, Elisa. Okay, I think I got everybody.
Well, it's good because I absolutely forgot to post for voting, so we're going to have to vote live here in a bit to pick a project for me to work on this month. So let us see if we can get through an episode, mostly because I'm not going to be able to keep the episode number in my head much longer. So let's do an intro.
Go for it.
This podcast, written for Friends and Fiverr, who knit, craft, crochet, and tuck everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
This is episode 361, and we are live, for it is the monthly live. I am testing out a birthday gift. My mom and dad bought me a pair of bone conducting headphones to try, so I am running them through their paces, as it were. So it is weird to be able to hear everything, plus hear what's coming out of my earphones.
So it's like headphones, but it doesn't feel like... What are the words that I want here?
The sound is coming through fine. It's doing the same thing as it would if it was an inner earbud, like, or an over-the-ear, but it's still sending vibrations into your brain pan. So, like, it's still doing the ear thing, but I also can hear when my cat is sleeping and when the buses drive by, and, like, because I hear all the ambient sounds.
That's
weird. Because I'm not used to being able to hear all of the ambient sounds when my headphones are in.
Fair.
So we'll see. We will see. Oh, God, I've been murdering. It has been a busy morning in the apartment. I'm ready for a break. Let's do a live podcast episode, maybe.
We'll do something. Let's see. Let's catch up on some of this chat. Chat's having a great time without us.
Oh, good. Well... I love you, but you're not the best at checking chat.
Well, I'm checking chat right now. Jude was saying sorry for voting against your Friday. I want to see that green more than I would if it was secret knitting.
Oh, yeah, the green wood was.
Oh.
For Friday, it was the first Friday of the month, so we voted. I had everybody vote on projects for me to work on with Louise. It's okay. The purple two-week sweater won, so.
Okay. Oh, yes. Maybe we'll get an outing in whip sprints.
Oh, my God. I forgot a project. Of course I forgot a project.
Of course you did.
Of course. I always do, people. I always do.
And then Asa says, probably not. You're casting on 5 new projects next week for your birthday.
I really am. Any and every excuse. Are you kidding me? So I'm watching Skein Beer Knits. She posted an episode. Okay. I fell asleep at like 8:30 last night. Like the rocking hip single person that I am. I was in bed, pajamas, lights out. I was done.
Uh-huh.
Like the mysterious Mr. B was trying to explain to me why he needs to make a miniaturized set of the kill team. And I just sort of stopped mid-conversation and went to bed, which I do to him all the time. So it's fine. He's quite accustomed to this behavior pattern. He usually looks at the clock and then realizes it's too late. My brain's finished, so I'm done. I'll reply in the morning. So I wake up daftly early. Okay, I'm going to sit quietly and watch podcasts. Because it's a quiet building. And really, Sunday morning, 5 a.m. is early.
It's pretty early, yeah.
So anyway, I'm watching YouTube on the phone. I was watching Skein Beer Knits. She was crocheting a basket, too, out of her leftovers. Yeah.
That's nice.
Right. Making the same thing an actual hip YouTuber makes. I was very excited. I was very delighted. I was like, what pattern is that? I might have to make one of those. I could be a man.
Nice.
That was my morning. I got up too early. I've been awake for too long. I have done many things. The to-do is not done. It's never done, but that's fine. But oh man. My day started like 4:30, quarter to five. It's gonna be really hard to stay up to 10 p.m. tonight.
I stayed up late last night, and so I have not done much today, but I did a lot last night. In the form of, hey, the merch store is up, and hey, there's a sale running.
Well, you did set your arbitrary deadline for today, so I
I
assumed you'd be doing some
did.
late
I
night.
did indeed. Do I? I have this shopping tab here.
Are you able to share your screen?
Well, no, because it's and I've haven't ex there's a shopping tab in the live stream thing that I look at to like see how the stream's doing. The like behind the scenes
Yes.
thing.
Okay. I don't look at any of
Oh,
that.
wait, okay, so I can tag things for a live drop. Okay.
Works.
Huh. Look at that. Okay. Well, here. Let me see what can I do this?
You push a button.
And what does that button do?
I don't know what that button does.
Okay, so I've tagged a
And is
product
there
that shows up in
anything?
the video. So, hey, you can get this mug and your mug and the small version of you can get the Diana sized mugs and the Jocelyn sized mugs with logos or banners.
She's so smooth, so much
I'm so
grace.
smooth. I don't know what I'm doing.
That's beautiful.
I don't know what I'm doing. I gotta add all the cups.
I'm enjoying some decaf Earl Grey today. I pulled a random tea sampler bag. I don't know what you're doing either. I've given up trying to understand.
I don't know.
I just saw
I
this.
added some
I
things.
don't know.
We'll see how that shows up. Anyway, merch store is open for business, and we're doing a 20% off birthday sale on physical merch.
Yeah, it's
Oh, thank you
mugs,
also for the link.
coat, backpack. What else did you get out?
So right now I only have the mug, the pin mug. The two different kinds of mugs and the two different sizes. We have the pin and we have a tote bag. We had to switch suppliers, so I haven't been able to like recreate everything. But
That's
so we have the
great.
tote bag, which where's my tote bag? Ugh. So you can get a tote bag. It's not identical to this tote bag, but it still says don't forget to knit on the back. It's still a white bag with black straps and it has the logo on the front and don't forget to knit on the back. It doesn't have the pocket on the inside, the new one, unfortunately. I'm very sad about it. But there
I
wasn't a
never
pocket
used the
option.
pocket on the inside.
I was just yeah, I don't know.
I
Do
don't
I
think that's
use
a thing. A lot
apparently
of
I don't
people
use the
do
pocket
that.
either, but anyway. So there's tote bags. Let me take the tote bag. And I was talking about a pin. But the pin doesn't show up in the video because the pin is so new, I don't even have a pin. Pins are brand new. We don't even have them.
I'm just like, where's my pen? What do you mean you made pins and I don't have a pen?
Well, I
Come on
designed
now.
pins. I will say because it's drop shipping, that means I don't possess any of the physical products to ship out. That's like a third party thing. It does mean the
No.
shipping sucks, and I'm so sorry. Unless I want to become a
Yeah.
warehouse distribution center myself,
Which we don't want to
shipping
do.
just sucks. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
But there's a
exactly.
20% off sale to help.
It is what it is. It's okay. I also asked her if we could have a gray mug with the tiny dictator on it. Okay, I need to go get that project I forgot.
Yeah, so
Chat. Diana's gonna need a word.
oh yeah, I'm gonna need a word for the unscripted Patreon ad later, so think about that. And what else do I want to say? I work on getting more products in the store, but figured we'd start small. We want probably like a water bottle or like a travel mug. We want to do Notions bags.
The question.
So there's more plans, and we're gonna get all the patterns, all of Jocelyn's patterns, up on the store. But start small in case something goes absolutely sideways. It's good to start small. Okay,
Moment things don't go
what?
absolutely sideways. Please take the chair.
Let's catch up on chat. Don't give her a word too early. That gives her time to plan. Oh gosh, I've got so many words to work on. I've been given cyclone, bazooka, flood, and candy floss.
Candy floss.
Woo. These are all excellent words. So I guess I'm gonna have to work them all in.
Oh jeez.
I think that's how that works. So let me just write all these down and then promptly forget about them. Do not worry about giving me words too early. I will have forgotten them by the time we get there.
I have faith in her short-term memory to go, I don't need this anymore, and executively file it under G.
More
efficiently than mine does. Mine takes forever.
It's incredible, honestly. Do you remember how at the Fiber Festival, mother-in-law took me to like pick out some yarn and then like forget about it for Christmas? And I genuinely forgot about it for Christmas. Like, I was genuinely surprised and delighted at this yarn that showed up. And then I remembered that I picked it out.
I have 1, 2, 3 at a craft off.
Three and a craft off. Let's see. I have craft off, and I wound yarn.
Oh, good.
and I have some theoretical knitting. I can talk about my plans for my birthday cast on, because I'm not casting on 5 things, but I'm casting on a thing. That's
just a lack of commitment on your part. I think you could do 5 things.
I could cast on 5 things, but like, I've been doing so well at getting my whips down, I don't want to. Besides, it's such a great sweater.
It's a way to, you know, justify getting rid of 5 whips you're not working on.
I haven't ripped out the whips from last time. I finally recorded that reel with that last smattering of snow we got. I hope everybody appreciates the reel that's coming out in a day or two after I've edited it. I wore a summer slip dress outside at -6 Celsius for the purposes of filming a reel. I hope everybody appreciates this.
-6 is not that cold, but okay.
It is in a summer slip dress. Oh, is Jocelyn quiet? There we go.
Where you had everything, like you had your hot cocoa waiting for you when you got back inside, and your socks and your squishy winter boots on underneath your slip dress. And you wore your sweater right up to the point where you got ready to pose for the photo, threw off the sweater, and then put it back on again.
Oh yeah, this is precisely what I did.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've adjusted Jocelyn's volume a little bit, so let me know if that's better.
Are they too low?
Apparently.
Too high?
You have very variable volume, so I set it so that you weren't peeking into the red, but also then sometimes you're too quiet.
I apologize.
You are very vocally dynamic. What I should do is throw some filters on there to fix that and just, like, normalize the volume, but I have not done that. I apologize. I'll fix that for next time.
Big step for next time.
Anyway, between making sure I actually had something for the craft off and getting the merch store up, I don't have that much actual crafting. I have crafting adjacent, but I don't have that much actual crafting this week.
Really, lady?
Yeah.
Really, lady?
Yeah. That's fine. We'll have a good time anyway. Have a good time anyway. Do catching up on chat. Yeah, let it go, let it go. I'm very excited for this reel, you guys. Lisa says, I first saw Frozen when I was dealing with my wisdom teeth pulled. Oof. It's probably quite the interesting movie to watch while you're coming down from the anesthesia.
And there's nothing wrong with Frozen, just don't watch it too much.
Yeah,
like any other Disney movie, it's fine if you don't overdose.
there were no children in my life that were of an age to be absolutely obsessed with Frozen, so I've only seen it as many times as I have wanted to see it. So I still quite like it.
It helps.
Because
The Little Mermaid is rough for me. It's rough for me, but I babysat a little girl who only watched The Little Mermaid.
I had the Little Mermaid board game. I didn't obsess over a movie. I obsessed over the Little Mermaid board game. And I made my mom play it with me so many times when I was like 4 years old. And I'm so sorry to my mom. She was so excited the day I told her we could get rid of that board game. She practically tap danced it out the door.
I would be too. But then again, I still have Mickey Mouse Clubhouse songs in my head. And I can still sing the intro to Little Einsteins. So there's that.
You can still sing the witch?
The intro song for the Little Einsteins TV show, which was big when my niece was at the right age. They were the kids in the rocket ship.
Yeah.
And they were on an adventure to solve puzzle problems? Yeah.
Yeah, no, sibling watched that a little bit, but we weren't quite the right age bracket for it.
She wasn't a huge Dora the Explorer fan, but oh man, Little Einsteins. We were all about Little Einsteins. And the updated Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And I'm now singing the hot dog song in my head. This is just, it's just a burden you have to bear when you're an adult around small children.
My sibling's movie was George of the Jungle.
Okay.
I can probably still quote that entire movie.
Well, yeah, but I can quote the entire 1999 The Mummy. So we do it to ourselves. Just as readily as we do it, have others do it to us.
Sherry says...
You have like one or two things I should go, hey? Yikes.
Sherry says, I watched Aladdin and The Lion King on repeat for days.
Oh, yeah.
Those are solid movies, though. Melly says, Barbie, period, movies, period. The punctuation is important there.
Barbie's made a lot of movies.
Yeah.
A lot.
They're surprisingly all right, honestly. Like, the animation is not amazing, but, like, the writing and the acting was surprisingly all right.
I didn't want to pull my hair out, but, again, it's a matter of volume.
Jude says the teen's obsession was Time Team.
That's a better obsession to have.
There are a lot of episodes, but still, even then on repeat, it gets a bit much.
Nope.
Sherry says more Brendan Fraser is not a bad thing.
More Brendan Fraser is not a bad thing.
Melanie says my quotable movie is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Okay. Solid choice.
Mine is The Mummy or The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I might be able to do I can certainly do all the songs from Nightmare Before Christmas. I can probably quote Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. That's another one. I'm pretty sure I could do a fair bit of recalling the...
That was the absolute obsession in junior high, Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And I can probably do a good chunk of Lord of the Rings, too.
Probably. I wore out my Fellowship of the Ring VHS.
Oh, we had DVDs.
Yeah, that would be the new movies. They also came out in VHS.
No, I know. But I don't have the claim of I wore out the VHS, because the ones I had DVDs.
I still had a VHS player in my house, so we bought the VHS ones. That played on repeat for a while. I could definitely do The Hobbit. Two Towers.
So much. Ice Age. Elisa says Perfect Ice Age. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ice Age is adorable, and I make sure I watch it very rarely so that it stays adorable.
Specifically, Sid's lines and anytime Scrat's on screen.
Absolutely.
I can do Sid's lines and Scrat's lines? Sounds?
Sounds. Super good. Oh my gosh. Okay. So while we are
I guess we should do some projects.
I absolutely am continuing to work on my endless summer adventure shawl. This is the thing I pick up when we are recording or doing a podcast or I'm editing a video.
That's probably
Simply because I can pick it up and put it down at any point in the pattern since I made the pattern many, many years ago and I've made many of these. I am not giving this one away. I like the color too much. So it's
Are you
my
sure
own.
about that? Are you
Yep.
really sure about that?
I wouldn't even give this to you.
Whoa.
Seriously keeping this one. And I've given Diana a lot of stuff over the
I do have, I can make a whole video about all the stuff I've got from you.
It's true. So we were making our way through the third ball. I'm making it out of this beautiful yarn from Erin of Fireweed Fabric Co. This is her 32 in French on the Buttercup DK base. I believe it's Buttercup DK or it's the Tweed. One of the two.
Don't know, is
Think
it
it's
tweet or
Buttercup.
no?
I cannot tell you. I have had nothing but crappy vision days all week this week, so
Fair
I am
enough.
not sure. So I have just started another lacy section. And I still got a big ball to go. Like I still have a lot of oops. Sherry, your yarn bowl just about went for a ride. I still have a big ball of yarn left to go. I mean it's DK, so it's gonna knit up pretty quick since to get gauge for the shawl because it's supposed to be loose and drapey. I'm on a 6 millimeter, but it's still 100 grams of DK weight yarn. So it lives in a yarn bowl, and whenever I've got a moment, I work on it. And I have a moment, so I'm gonna work on it because I'd like to get it finished. I would like to have this done, but it's for me, it's the perfect. Oh, it's so in my brain, I don't have to think about it. You guys know what I mean, right?
I know what you mean.
I have two more projects to talk about that are not craft
Two
off.
more things that are not craft off. Okay, give me one second because I gotta trim an end here.
Do I need to go again?
Well, let's see. I have two things in a theory.
Okay, I've got acquisitions and I've got secret crafting with Louise too.
Oh gosh, you
The
got
first
so
one is
much
the
stuff.
nice
Why
one.
don't you
It's
keep going? Why
engaging.
don't you do another one? Oh, chat's talking about
Right,
never-ending
hey,
story now. I've
Louise.
never actually seen that one. I want to, though.
Oh, you can do that on your own. I'm no. The volume of times I had to watch that because my friend's like, no. No, thank you. I'm done. I'm done with that. Louise and I did our first check-in for the first Friday of the month. We did not have any secret crafting this month because we had the 2 week sweater challenge in February. So we both ended up having votes being taken on what we should work on secretly this month, and sweaters won for both of us. So I'm going to attempt to finish the two sleeves on my 2 week simple summer tweed top down, no V-neck top down. Top down V-neck,
V-neck,
top
top
down
down
V-neck.
raglan, I think.
Raglan. So many words for this pattern today.
There's a lot of words for this pattern.
Never, ever get it right. That's the hardest part about the pattern is the name. Everything else, smooth. So good. So I'm going to, I have it sitting to the side in my DK weight yarn. I'm going to attempt to get through both sleeves incognito this month. I have put it on, and I'm still not determined, like, set on whether or not I'm going to pick up and do the extra stockinette rows to get more of a curly edge at the top. But I am getting drapey tunic vibes. So I need to rip back and knit. Well, I need like 4 or 5 inches more. Like I'm talking middle top thigh tunic vibes, like a proper tunic. Possibly with some hip shaping. So, but that's the vibe I'm getting from the yarn and the drape I'm getting. So I need to add additional body length. And I do get that done in secret this month, but for sure I will get the sleeves done. And we'll go from there. At least that's my goal. Louise has also got two sleeves to try to finish this month. So that is going to be tucked away and worked on le secretly
Le
for the
secretly?
month. Le secretly. All right. I've got to keep going, guys, because I need you to craft more consistently. Oh my God.
I go in fits and spurts, and that's how I roll. Oh, Emma Jane
Explain.
says I want to crochet a Falcor Lucky Dragon, my favorite character. Nikki's favorite
Fair.
quotable movie is The Little Mermaid. Ooh,
There's
Melanie says
a girl.
Princess Bride. Oh my God. I can't believe I forgot
I watched it
that
once,
one.
and I don't know why it's a cult hit, but I did watch it.
Princess Bride is
And I'll
so
never
quotable.
watch it again.
It's like made of quotes.
It is quotes, but I don't understand why people consider it a good movie, so. I'm a
I didn't
weird.
understand the
I.
movie until I read the book and I realized that's just how the book's written. Like, the book
Oh,
is
no,
weird.
I've.
It's. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't particularly think either's worth a cult hit, but I don't really understand cult hits, so I just assumed it was me not understanding.
That's fine. I mean, not everything is, you're not gonna get every single thing.
Nah, that's fine. I don't worry about it too much.
Liz
Ooh,
says
I
Wizard of
sent you a
Oz. That's
song.
another good one. Life of Brian? Yes.
Nope, never seen it. Don't have the desire to.
Monty Python and the
I
Holy
do want
Grail,
to see.
also highly quotable.
Also, never seen. That's right. I dated your brother-in-law for nearly 5 years. Never once did I watch Gilbert and Sullivan. Never once did I have to do anything with Monty Python. Because I have skills.
I don't know, you might. I
Mostly
would be
just because I
interested
am.
in your opinion on Monty Python and the Holy Grail just for the historical aspects.
There is no historical aspect. It's Monty Python.
Well, no, but like.
Hair.
Their comedic take
Anyway.
on the history of the made up fairy tale that they're doing.
I would probably find it quite
Ravelry has
amusing.
a knit pattern for the killer rabbit.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to make one. All right. The other thing I
Old Black
did on
Adder.
Friday
Don't know that one. Sorry. Carry on. I'll do a
was
project after this.
Surprise Louise. For fun, in secret, I talked to Karen, I talked to Asa, and I signed up for Sock Madness.
You signed up for
I
Sock
had no
Madness.
intention. I did. I had
What?
no intention of breaching the socks. I had no intention of keeping the socks. I was like, I don't even know if I'll make it through qualifying round. After my fifth start of these socks, I was like, yeah, it's not happening. So on Friday, I showed Louise a coffin like six rows of leg and a purple and a white and went, I've now tried. And I'm always a big proponent of giving it an honest go before you say you don't like something. Like if you've not tried it, you can say I'm not sure I'd enjoy it, but you can't say no. I can now say no. Absolutely not.
So, what is the
The
aspect that
nope,
makes it a
nope.
no?
This super critical. I mean, and I understand it is a competition. At some point, you got to have rules and regulations. There just has to be. That's how it works. But I hated all of the restrictions. I hated it. You had to do it this way. That it had. I mean, a minimum size requirement. That makes sense. And you were so afraid to make any mistake. It was ridiculous. I was just like, this is not fun. This is not fun. Knitting this sock is not enjoyable. It's not enjoyable. If I could knit the sock and I wouldn't be judged for having a cable done wrong here or there. I don't mean like done wrong every other row. I mean like done wrong like six times over the course of the whole sock. I probably would have enjoyed the competition more. Because like, really? Like they bounced Jen's first pair of socks because she did her slip stitch cross incorrectly. That is one stitch that shows up, what, three times? In the whole sock.
That's, I
The
mean, it is
whole sock.
competition, so like,
There's competition and there's like, hey, listen, this is not for cash money prizes. Like, we're not, this is not for like $10,000. This is not PGA World Tour level knitting here. It is people who like to knit and like to knit socks. That seems a little absurd. Besides, really, you're giving everyone the pattern if they make it through the qualifiers. So, okay, fine. So I pulled my fourth attempt, and I started my sixth attempt. And my sixth attempt is in the yarn I actually want to knit it in. Still the hydroscale socks, because I do have the pattern. I do enjoy the pattern, but I'm finally making a sock I actually will wear. And it doesn't matter if I mess up one row here or there, or a stitch here or there, because they're for me. No, I'm not about people judging my knits. I just know. So I started the sock again. You can see. I'm doing it in a self-striping yarn in a wool.
Oh, cute.
I'm not holding three colors together. Not because they don't look sharp, it's three colors, because it's got a main color, a stripe color, and then a contrast pop cable. But it was too busy for my eyeballs. My eyeballs were like, no, absolutely not. Absolutely
yeah, those
not.
Socks, I took one look at those socks and I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't even try. Didn't even think about trying this year.
So gross. So it's just too much. However, when I pared it down, so it's just the yarn will change all of its own color. So the cables are much more muted. So it's a beautiful, delicate pattern instead of being quite so aggressive in your face. And I can use one ball, and I can use the needles, and I got gauge. I'm going to make it my size. I'm going to make shorties because that's what I'm in the mood to knit right now. And I mean, I'm going to try the heel that's in the pattern. I'm going to try the toe that's in the pattern because that the point is to experiment, have fun, and try new things. So I'm going to keep doing that. It has been delightful to knit once I've been like people judging me out the window. Now that I'm just making a pair of socks, I cast this on yesterday. This is 2 hours of knitting.
Oh, that's quite a lot.
2 hours. When
Are
I
you
took
making
the
socks?
Stress out of that, I made a crap ton of progress. And all I had to do was just go, well, screw your judging me, judginess. I'm not doing it. Which just reinforces that we know I'm not big into competitions because I don't even enter competitions that I do participate in. I'm just like, oh, it's a thing. And then, like, even if I do it, I don't put in an entry form. I am not competitively based in nature, but it was a delight to see Louise try to figure out what I was holding up. And you guys can see that on her channel, Wildflower Wolf. We're just talking about sock madness, and she was getting out of her system. I just casually pulled the socks in the front. I did a thing. Like, what? It was like your face when I held up the blanket. It's like, I do this to see other people's faces. I had to go back and watch, mind you, but I do it to see other people's faces. Yeah, I know.
Nice.
I'm overdue to shock Diana with just like an FO. I am aware, guys. I am
One
aware.
Day I'll do it to you. One day.
I keep telling people. I tell Louisa, I was like, one day I'm going to get on, and you're going to, like, next month we're going to tune in on that first Friday in April, and you're going to have the socks and the sweater down. You're going to show me up. You're going to knock the socks off me. She's like, yeah, I can totally do it. I'm like, of course you can. Do it up. Cast on and finish a thing in a week. Don't tell me about it. Make it a bigger project, or like a moderate size, like a pair of socks in a week. I just would blow my mind because I know what your crafting style is like, and that's a lot of effort. But yes, pattern is delightful now that I've been able to make it what I want it to be for socks I actually wear. And it turns out, no, I hate when other people judge my work. Absolutely positively dislike it in the extreme, which I thought might be the case. So now I can say no and never do it again.
That's fair.
Ta-da!
I also highly dislike that aspect of it to the point where I'm not even interested in trying once.
If you don't like people nitpicking your knitting, don't do it. You are not going to enjoy it because somebody is nitpicking your knitting. And no matter the reason for it, it's just for
you
knitting.
Know? Yeah, I just,
no.
I don't need that.
No.
Don't need that
no.
in my life. I also
That's
don't
not-
love socks that much.
And that's the problem, is I love the patterns for the most part. I would love to be able to attempt them and give them a try, like participate in a group setting, but I don't no. And even to just be a cheerleader, it's extensive what you have to do, and I'm like, this is not for money. This is not for money. So,
no, it's purely for fun.
It's purely for fun.
Some people get their fun out of competing, so I guess it's for those people.
I suppose. And I know a lot of people are like, well, so many people sign up. I'm like, I honestly believe that if you sign up for a qualifying round and you're not in it as a competitor, like as somebody who enjoys competitions, you're not going to finish those first socks. So you're not getting any other path.
I am not competitive.
Yeah, so like, you're going to get a lot of signups every year from people who are going to sign up, and then they won't do it. It just simply will not get done. Your core group, your competitive group, We're going to do them anyway. We're going to do them on time. That's just how humans work. I did
Cher
like it, though,
says,
because that's really fast for socks. Like, I could complete these socks in 2 weeks.
Nice.
Without a lot of super hyper-focus on it, either. They're not difficult socks. You really, it sounds weird, but you get into a flow, and I'm saying this knowing that you're, like, knitting three, and then cabling, and then purling six, and then cabling, and then...
But there's a flow,
you're
like,
never
you
doing the
establish
same thing.
it, and it,
You
I get
just
it.
get into a groove. Yeah. So, like, very enjoyable pattern. Like, I'm gonna go look at the, like, more patterns from that designer, because I really like the pattern, but no, on the competition, and I thought it was going to be a solid. Absolutely, absolutely not. And I was right. Turns out I still really don't like competitions.
Trey says, I don't mind the knitting per requirements, but the intarsia balloons scarred me.
That's fair. The intarsia balloons are pretty intense.
I was so glad I didn't even try that pattern, but I was delighted watching everybody else, because that's next level knitting, in my opinion.
It mimics gatekeeping that I see in gaming groups so much. It just mimics that. Well, I mean, you can join us, but if you don't have this entry level, then we don't want you. So just
But if you're not already good at this, we don't want
you.
Noobs not
so
allowed.
That's like a,
yeah.
That's a girl walking into Games Workshop and then going, well, I didn't feel like I was welcome. I'm like, no, because they stood there and told you all of the reasons why you don't know anything. And didn't accommodate for the idea that you were new and had to learn shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't been here since second edition. It is gatekeeping is a problem in all communities, and I just, anywhere we get anywhere near a hint or a whiff of it, I get so grumpy about it. Because I'm the person who's like, oh, you want to learn? Cool, let's grab a rule book. Which ones look pretty? Okay, we're going to get those ones. Doesn't matter what I think of them, but you got to play with them. All right, let's sit
yeah.
down and let's play them. Page one. To play,
I like my crunchy bugs.
You need these little things. Step two, let's play. Because you know what? None of these rules are going to make any sense till you do. Put them
yeah.
on the table, let's roll some dice. We'll walk you through a step at a time. And it doesn't matter how often we check the rule book, we will go at your speed. And I will not give you the answer. We will look it up every step of the way. Why? Because you leave the table as a member of the community, as a gamer. You leave with the basic knowledge. And I'm going to give it to you for free. And all I need to do is show patience and let you learn on your own. Without judging me, judging you. Spoken like a woman who did walk into the Games Workshop all by myself, without a boyfriend or a husband, and learned the game. Now, I mean, it helps that I tend to steamroller over a lot of personalities. So I sort of just stood there at the gatekeepers and went, I like orcs, they're pretty. And I do the same with other
characters.
And
I mean, that's what
I
you
go
gotta
to
do. It's, yeah.
So, but I just, ugh, I know it makes me antsy, and I know it makes me aggravated. I get very about it. So I wasn't sure, but yeah, no competition knitting for socks. It's not for Jocelyn. Listen, my dream competition is the two-handed broadsword world competitions for historical broadswordmanship. Because it is a technical competition, which means I am not competing sword and board against other people with sword and board. I am competing against myself, form, technique, and flow. That's a competition
I would
against me.
Love
Nobody
to
else.
Get into that. It's so expensive. I've looked at it because there's some of that around here, and it's
I
so
want to do it so bad. I want to do
it
so bad. But
it's like, so
I have
expensive.
To buy a practice
it's
sword.
Like
I have to work on my
$300
body
just to think about.
Just to think about. What I
yeah.
mean, to be fair, like, how much was, you know, how much are all the yarn we're sitting on, all the needles we're sitting
well,
on, the books,
yeah, but
right?
We built that up. I built up my stash over, like,
oh.
I know I've got, like, over $1,000 of yarn behind me, but that's taken me 10 years to build. I didn't have to drop $300 to get started. It takes, like,
I mean,
20.
I dropped 250 on my spinning wheel. How much did you drop on your spinning wheel?
150.
So, like, that's already
which is the same for about
there.
Both of them, yeah.
What it is there's not a... There is a community here in Winnipeg for it, but they're more sword and board. I want to be able to... I want to try it out one time before I commit, because I know if I try it out, that'll give me the vibe. Like, if it's the right vibe, I'm in. Done. Let's sign me up. Let's pay for the things. Let's do this, right? Because like, it's not like I need a competition sword right off the hop. I would need a practice sword off the hop. And again, technical, not combat. So I'm not combating against other people, which I can't do. I don't see well enough to do anymore. So there are some things that I can put off while I'm building up things like my upper body strength and stuff to work on. But I want to do that. I want to compete in the world's championship for blood swordsmanship. That's what I want to do. Pipe dream. I want to fly internationally with a 5.5, 6 foot long broadsword as my
Good luck
and
getting
happy
that
clothing.
through security.
No, that has to fly checked. it's too big.
Have
Otherwise,
fun.
yeah, I was
Oversized
like I want.
luggage.
Yep. Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I just want to be able to get off a plane with my blind Winnie cane, pick up my broadsword. I go, hey, let's
That's
do this.
like the most badass battle wizard thing, like blind battle wizard with a broadsword.
That's like, oh, and I get the community's good and I enjoy that first time. I'm hooked and I know I'll be hooked. But I need to find someone willing to let me try with their practice sword in the community first and see if there's someone here who could do the training to help. Or am I forced to train at a distance, right? Like, that's what I mean, I probably would have done it already, but COVID happened and that kind of set me back by several years. So like now I'm eyeballing it again. So I'm like, you know what? I need some form of exercising that isn't solitary. I don't
Yeah.
have beds. I can't do sword board, but I could do the technical broadsword. Because I would still be practicing, I would still be a member of the group, I would still be like in a community. But I would also not necessarily be endangering myself or them because of my vision loss. So I could still participate, but it's structured into a way that works for where I am at. Also, come on now. I would absolutely go compete with giant men who've done this for years with myself and go, bring it. Let's go. Because I have that kind of a personality. I will walk into a room full of men going, yeah, I brought mine. What's up? Yo. Happily do that. Not a problem. Also would give me an excuse to fly all over the place and compete. Totally do that. It's a thing, right? But yeah, I
Be
got off on a
amazing.
huge tangent because we started talking about gatekeeping and I went sideways.
Sherry
All
says,
right.
psst, knitting it. All right, catching up on chat briefly, and then I'll talk about a thing. Jude was saying, my experience of madness was a hell of a lot of support from the others for new techniques, and that they were generous with their knowledge.
The community is amazing. I never problem with the community. I don't like the idea of being super judged.
Melanie says, I think
I
Jocelyn
don't
was a
like it.
Valkyrie in a former life.
Probably.
Nice.
And I mean, we're going to use former very loosely here because sometimes I feel like it's a Valkyrie in this life. Be aggressive sometimes. Give them away a little bit. I
Merch.
don't do subtle
Merch.
or soft or damsely. I'm not a very good girl. I'm not I come with the correct body parts, but somewhere along the way I seem to have misplaced the lessons. I don't grow well. Promise.
Gender is a social construct.
I was watching an Instagram reel everywhere, and it was one of those, help promote equality between the genders and stuff. And I was talking about it, and there's like, I don't remember the vaguest recollection of what it is. The part I remember is like, how hard can it be avoided? How
I'm
hard can
really
it be
enjoying
avoided?
that trend. Like, how can it be? How hard can it be? Boys do it. I'm like, I
Boys do it.
love that.
The answer is it's not that hard. But I mean, I'd love to see boys turn around and do the same thing and go, how hard can it be? Girls do it, and it's them baking. It's them doing, clothes. It's them doing, going to the salon, like, or going to get their pedicures done. Like, how hard can it be? A girl does it. Like, I want to see the same thing in reverse. Because, oh man, yes. If we're going to raise gender new, if we're going to raise it so our genders are equal, I mean, that means we're equal. And it has to be just as socially acceptable on both sides of the scale. And right now, it is not.
How hard
Right
can it
now, it
be?
is not.
Girls do it. Bodycon dress and 6-inch heels.
Absolutely. I have friends who would have hands down. If I said I'm gonna buy a bodycon dress, would you put 6-inch heels on a walk on down the street? They're done. They'll do it. No problem. Dad's not dad's. You're gonna be older than me. Yeah.
Nice. Jude says, Diana, I have feelings about that knit three together through the back loop.
Lots of people have feelings about that knit three together through the back loop. I feel like Diana's gonna be apologizing for that for a while.
I'm a little bit sorry, but isn't it pretty? Isn't it pretty, yeah, though? I also had feelings about the knit three together through the back loop. It was fine for the little test swatch I did, and then I started doing it in the actual, like, test knit for the shawl at the actual size, and it's like, well, I can't go back now. But yes, I also have feelings about it, and my feelings are, I'm sorry.
It does look pretty.
I'm on row two, can't see it yet. Trust me, it's pretty. Oh, also says waxing the legs. An ex-boyfriend did look at me as pretty tough after trying that. I am not brave enough to do that. It sounds painful.
Isabella's father. So not her stepdad, my sister's husband. As a teenager, took on a dare. And my knee-high boots were the only ones that would fit his feet. And that boy rocked a pair of boots. Nailed it in one. Got the hip swing and everything.
Wow.
His response was, he's like, it's just a matter of changing your gait. He's like, it's not that hard. I'm like, it's not that hard. I think I see it all the time, but I don't see it consistently. That's the thing, right? Like, I want it to consistently be okay. We'll get there. We just need to keep working at it and stop doing things that we shouldn't have been doing in the first place. And reinforcing. Oh, man, we have to stop reinforcing.
Okay, back to the knitting for a moment. It's the librarian. I've just about finished one repeat. It's got little diamondy things. Let's center that so you can see it and hold it in the light so that you can actually see the ridges. Look at that. Ooh, it's the librarian pullover by Skein Deer Knits. The yarn is cinnamon apricot spice tweed DK from Dragon Horde. It's the gnome tweed DK is the base from Dragon Horde. I don't remember where I got the adorable little progress keeper that is a plate with coffee and donuts.
Oh man, wasn't that thing was like all stitch marker and progress keeper, so they were all just so freaking darn cute.
And they were mostly food too. I'm pretty sure they had like all kinds of like sushis and stuff. It was great.
We were there for like forever trying to find one.
Mostly I think I got a couple from this one. But I don't remember, and there's no mark on it, and I have not kept the tag. Anyway, it's super cute. They're with the Manitoba Fiber Festival.
Was it the Manitoba Fiber Festival, or was it Gathering Threads?
Pretty sure this one was at Manitoba.
You bought the body parts of Gathering Threads. Make it sound like you just have random leg stitch markers. Can we do that? Can it be just random cadaver body part stitch markers?
I'm sure that can be a thing.
That has to be a thing, right?
If it's not, I just need to make friends with someone with a laser cutter.
Here's your Christmas present. Ooh, body parts! Watch my mom go, what? Giant sent me body parts in the mail.
There you go. You got the left and right legs and arms, and then, I don't know, random torso.
Only if it's got the cartoon head with the X's over the eye.
Oh, absolutely.
Is the game
head or
dead?
Skull?
Head.
Head.
Because then you can have baby blob with eyeballs and
just
hair.
Like the X's and be like, bleh.
Yeah. Like the emoji.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just the body part emojis. Just do all the body part emojis.
Absolutely.
I could do that. I could totally do that.
That would be fun. I would absolutely
buy a
set.
Okay, I just need to find
a
friend with a laser cutter.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. B has 3D printers, not laser cutters, so I need to find a laser cutter friend. I suppose I could also, 3D print them as well.
Yeah. There is a pop. That's an option. Mr. C has a 3D printer. He printed token markers for me to try. And Mr. A, another member of the lead group, painted a spare set that he had. So they're going to see which ones work better for me at the gaming table for kill team. Because like right now, I just have to keep track of everything because I can't
Yeah.
use the markers in the box set. So they just whipped up some high contrast fun stuff. They're like, this is fun and bright and dark background. Yeah, Jocelyn might be able to use it. So they're going to bring it. We're going to see what works best.
Nice.
Just
Ooh,
cut.
Ashton says my library has a laser cutter. I don't know if mine does. Anyway, so I wound up a bunch more yarn for
I
this.
don't.
So.
My library has a 3D printer. I don't know if it's got a laser cutter. Might.
There's got to be some. There is absolutely a makerspace around here. At least one makerspace with laser cutters around here.
You're a university town. You have to have a makerspace.
Oh, there's at least one. I know of one like specific makerspace, but then I think at least one of the libraries also has one.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, there's my first project. There's the library and pullover is coming along slowly.
I've got one more, and then I'm at craft off.
Okay, I will very briefly talk about In the Tote Bag, which is available on our shop.northernknitspodcast.com.
She's gonna practice that, guys. It will be smoother, I promise.
I have the blanket. I won't hold up the whole thing. Here's the stripes.
Oh,
You can see
yes.
it. It's beautiful, the granny stripe blanket. I wound a bunch more yarn for this too. So
Good.
I'm hoping to get a lot more progress on this week. It's the sock granny
Excellent.
stripe something. Sock
Scraps.
scraps, granny stripe blanket. It's a free pattern.
Perfectly.
Sock yarn, stripe, granny, whatever. It's the granny
Words
shells
are hard.
and stripes. It had a lot of words, this one, and it's a free pattern, which is why I'm using it. I wound up a bunch more yarn. It's beautiful. I'm excited to. I was going to say knit with it. No, I'm crocheting with it. I'm not knitting this blanket. It's a crochet blanket.
I'm excited you wound up a bunch more yarn.
So there's
Like more
that.
than one ball, right?
I've got to open my other thing that has my theoretical knitting in it.
Did you wind more than one ball?
I wound more than one ball. I wound four or five more balls, and because it's a cropped sweater, that might be enough. I might have to wind one more. We'll see.
Not the librarian, the blanket.
Oh, the blanket? No, I didn't wind all of it yet. I wound like three or four little ones. Because I had also sat down to wind all the yarn for librarian and been winding yarn for like half an hour already. I'm like, I don't want to do that many more.
That's fine. Hold
So
on.
I did a
Sit down and
few.
do another trick. Good. You will
I'm
feel
just trying to,
so much
I'm
better when you're
finding
done.
my theoretical knitting picture so I can hold it up.
Really? Bye. Where'd you put the yarn?
The yarn is behind me.
You can grab the yarn.
I could grab the yarn.
Not
I'm going to grab the
wired.
yarn. Ugh.
Grab the
Get the thing off my lap. That is so
Bye.
warm. All right, talk about a thing and I'll pull it out with my yarn.
Check out the thing. So March is lace month for challenge months for the Fiber Friends challenge. So I was like, that's just the excuse I needed. So I started a crochet shawl, but it's not going to be a crochet lace shawl. It's going to be half of a top. So the goal is a crochet fingering lace V-neck pullover top thingy. You have to wear a camisole underneath because it's meant to have holes everywhere. So this is not a wear it on its own sort of situation. But I wanted fingering weight, and I had just the yarn I wanted to use. I have been waiting for a while now to find a project. Hang on, wait, sheer yarn bowl getting in the way again. To find a project for this universal, it's pink shearing. I'm so proud of me. Rainbow confetti yarn, and it is a cotton blend. I think it's cotton and nylon or cotton and viscose. Anyway, cotton is something to keep the cotton and help it keep its shape. It is fingering, but I'm doing a slightly looser gauge than called for the shawl pattern because what I want to make is a long, and I do mean long, like this is my starting chain is huge, shawl. So I have to make two of these rectangular shawls, which will then magically turn into a boho style V-neck top. Trust me, I know what I'm doing. I've mapped it out in my head, but I need to do the make the top part. No.
Sure.
So I did have the pattern, but my computer screen has gone dark. Gone dark? I had the pattern up. So I'm using a shawl pattern in crochet that I like, mostly because I'd like to just release this as a recipe. So it'll be like, okay, so if you've got this shawl pattern or this shawl pattern or this shawl rectangular pattern and you really like it, here's how to convert it into a top. Does that make sense?
Neat.
So I want it to be a bit longer because I want to wear it with my capris in the summertime. So again, this is like a tunic length top of the thigh for me, up and over. I got a lot of over to get over. But the idea is that when I'm done, the width of the rectangle will fall off my shoulder into a kimono style sleeve, and then just seam up one side on either side of you, and you seam up the middle to
Okay.
make the v-neck pose.
Okay, I think I
So
understand.
just need to do the make the two rectangles step. It was this iris I ended up going with, guys. I will make sure, because we're gonna end up talking about this again. There will be a link somewhere at some point to the pattern. This is gonna drive me nuts. So I'm starting that, and again, I'm making it in that cotton nylon. So I mean, the pattern called for like a 3.5 or 3.5 or 3.25, and I've gone to a 4 millimeter because I want a really open drapey look. Given I'm not using it as a shawl, but I'm using it as a super mesh summer top sort of situation. Possibly even a beach cover up, depending on how long it ends up being. It could be modified into a beach cover up by simply just wearing it over a bathing suit. So there's going to be some options, but that's what I'm going to do for the challenge this month.
Nice.
Could I finish a project? I should have picked up the mallet. Should I have picked up the mallet? Absolutely. Did I? No. No. No, I did not.
Meh.
That's not it.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary. All right. That's it. I have acquisitions because the yarn you sent arrived, and I have craft.
All right. I will very quickly talk about my theoretical knitting. For my birthday, I am cast, since you're doing all the, I was inspired by your string of cast on plans. I'm casting on one
I'm
thing.
doing five. Well, I was only going to do four, and then your yarn showed up, so now it's five.
I'm only casting on one thing. This is the single malt sweater by, oh no, what's her name? Maxim Cyr, CYR.
I think so. I didn't pay
Bought
that
this
close
like a
attention
year
to both my
ago.
patterns.
Anyway, it is just a classic crew neck sweater with a nice texture. As I attempt to hold it up in a way, there we go. But look at that nice classic
That sure is
sweater.
not what you're working on.
So I'm gonna make that. And I got so excited because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have yarn for this. And I'm like, if you're thinking, hey, that color looks really familiar, it is
As
like
it
a shade darker than the yarn I'm using for the librarian, just
is.
minus the tweed, but it's a shade darker and a shade thicker, and it's the DK slash light worsted from Ancient Arts. No, ancient, yeah, Ancient Arts yarn. This colorway
I
is
love ancient
the
art.
chili pepper chocolate. So I've got
It's
more
definitely
than enough of
a
this.
vibe. It's just a vibe.
I was very much in a vibe. I don't know if it's showing up quite on camera, but in person there's like there's a certain like halo of dark around each strand, so I think it's going to show a stitch texture very, very nicely. So I'm extremely excited about this cast on, and that might happen this week. But I have to wind all this yarn
Good.
still. And like swatch and
You can
stuff,
do
so I can wind the yarn and swatch and
that.
have a cast on for whip sprints on Saturday.
We do have wood sprints this coming Saturday.
And then I'm
Don't get
going
me wrong, guys.
to
For those who are eyeballing the Andrea Mowry year-long make-along, Asa talked us into a crochet along.
Yeah. We've got lots of alongs. Anyway, so I'm gonna
Along.
make myself a scotch
Dinner.
sweater for my birthday. I'm very excited. I like how I managed to pick yarn that's also like very close to what's in the pattern photo.
Yes, you did.
Like, that's a really close color match. Mine's like a little more red. completely unintentional. It's just the colors I'm feeling right now. I'm very excited about it.
Did you see me from this morning? There's a dude running around the apartment, like outside this morning, having not a good go of it.
Oh no.
Is he back not having a not good go of it? I mean, really, if you're addicted to your friend, I too would also ditch you like your friend did, so I'm not entirely sure. It's not somewhat self-deserved, but what do I...
Masa says, talk to you into crochet along, boy, that was hard work.
Oh, it wasn't even hard work. She posted it. We were like, and we're making one too.
Pretty much, yeah. It's very easy to talk us into things.
It really is. All right. I was just gonna have four things, just four things. You guys watch Instagram this week. I'll post photos as I start everything. This shawl is long enough that it's drapey and it's a bit of a problem. I don't know what side the microphone is on. But the yarn for the first budget review made it to me this week. So I got sure now my computer has to start up again. I got this super smixy, shiny, sparkly black. Rainbowy sparkle black.
I'm still very excited about that.
Yeah, it's green. It's so in your face.
Yeah, it's a pop. It's not just a pop of green. It's a punch of green.
It's a punch, and I love it. Alt Knotts, who is a wonderful crocheter here on YouTube. Guys, she has a yarn dungeon. She calls us her ghouls. Freaking love this girl so much. She made a epic snood. Like, epic snood.
That's
and I was great. Like, I need one. And Diana's like, where are your budget yarns? And we went and we looked and she's like, oh, do you need the sparkle black rainbow yarn? I'm like, yes, but only if I can get enough to make the snood. And she's like, okay, maybe. And we looked around and she's like, no, you need the snood. I'm like, I need the snood.
I'm doing come a variation on. How, of that, I think, for that? Mine. So
how can this color combo in my white winter coat not happen?
It's absolutely gotta happen.
This has to happen. So I'm going to put that on the hook immediately because I wanted to make this nude for a while now. So I'm like, look, my yarn arrived. Phaedra immediately sat on it. So thanks, Phaedra. That's appreciated. And as soon as we get done, we can record our first budget yarn review for bonus content. So
yeah. If you are a Patreon member, our intro about what we're doing for budget yarn reviews is already up. If you are not a Patreon member, that'll get released to you this week. But if you're on Patreon, it's already up for you.
We have a schedule. Oh, there was a Patreon comment. I didn't reply.
Yeah, you gotta reply to that. It's for you.
I know. I was like, I can't even bug Diana. This one's for me. I saw it on my phone, but I was out. So it's like, I'll have to reply to that later. See how well that works.
We'll reply to it later. It's later.
I will add it to the to-do. Oh, that to-do list.
I know, right?
Okay. It's a thing. Okay.
Is it time craft for craft off?
Oh my god. I've got craft off. All I got left is craft off. Craft off, craft off, craft off.
Yep, that's it. Let me contain some things. Crinkle, crinkle.
Why are they going all over the place? Are we in danger of vernacular milk?
Bag over, but I only really needed one skein, so it's fine.
Before Asa bugs me again, I need to count the stitches on my wood woes because I messed up an increase round somewhere, so I need to figure out where the stitch distribution is a little and fix it before I continue arms. So there's a lot of counting dark stitches, and I still haven't grafted back together my shawl because I haven't had the vision to do it. And unless I can sort of focus on those stitches, I'm not grafting. I do not want to drop a stitch at this point to finish the shawl because I've been working on it for so long at this point. I'm just, no, absolutely not. So it sits by the rocking chair and the light, and it's waiting for a good light day and a good eyeball day, and the two shall meet. It shall happen.
Nice.
But until the two come together, I'm in limbo. Limbo. My phone has sent me a notification. Something has occurred. Thanks, phone.
Melanie says our whole Discord is enablers and joiners. It's true.
Absolutely. Like it should be.
It's very true.
Like it should be. Ooh, not to my head.
So craft off.
Yes. Show me finish. Come on, you did it.
Who thinks I finished the cocoons cardigan? Because my thing was I was going to take the Karen anniversary cake and make a crochet cocoon cardigan.
It's the month. You just pull out a full-on finish on me. Come on.
I'm gonna draw this out for a minute and give Chad a chance to respond. I'm gonna make you wait.
Also, I need to dehydrate at some point.
Oh, I know, right? Crickets, and nobody thinks I finished. Fair enough.
Just draw some hold on hope. Okay, that's fair.
Okay, that's fair. What I do have, it's not.
Oh, she didn't finish.
It's not quite a finish, but it's like 90% of a finish. I'm on the last sleeve. It's 90% finished.
Oh, you're so close.
I know.
You're so close.
I'm like, where's the top? It's a cocoon cardigan. There is no top.
There is no top.
So I have the whole body. I have a whole sleeve. And I have a chunk of the other sleeve. And I'm thinking this needs a hem to look finished.
Yes, you'll need to do a hem. So you're about, yeah, so I'd say about 80%.
I need like 3/4 of a sleeve and a couple rounds for an edging. But it's
So you're 90%.
It's 90% done.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that. That's stripes great. Down the back. I love this so much.
Get it done so you can cross up your first bingo square.
I know. So like I'm gonna finish this today because I'm working on that while we're here.
Yes.
Because I mean these sleeves are only 18 stitches around.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh, Karen cake, anniversary cakes. I really want to have one and make.
So says you could have done it this morning if you got up earlier.
Yeah.
No, because I was up late getting the store ready.
Oh yeah, but you could have worked on the store during the weekday, so you had your weekend off.
I could have done that, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you know,
I will
depending.
Take your 90% done, and I will see you two side seams, and I'm finished.
Ooh, so 99% done.
Yeah. 2 seconds. Do you know why it's not done? My groceries came today.
Fair enough.
I had to stop to put food in my fridge. I would have sewed my 2 side seams in that last hour. I also had lunch. But no, I literally have the 2 side seams, the 2 long seams on the body left, and my red cardigan is finished, which is a design.
That looks great.
She is a done. I'm not even a little bit done, but like done. Because I crocheted in all of my extraneous ends as I went. So I will literally have, 1, 2, 3. I will have 3 ends to weave in when I'm finished sewing up everything. And I will just weave in those ends while I'm there.
Finished. Nice.
And then I can finish writing out the pattern, which I've made a bunch of notes for. So. 2 long side seams left to go, which is like from wrist down to hem. And 3 ends to weave in, and she's finished, including the neckband. She is done. And I still have a lot of this pound of love left, so I may turn this into the Bridgerton capelet.
Ooh. Right. I still have quite a lot of... This was one not quite full pound of love when I start, or pound of love, Karen anniversary cake when I started, and it's still like there's still quite a bit of it here. Like I'm gonna have leftovers, so this is gonna have taken less than one Karen anniversary cake.
I do love my wool. I want to do some more projects in the pound of love. I just love never having to change balls of yarn. It's just so nice. It was so weird when I got into the second sleeve, or second when I get ready to start sleeves, and I realized I was going to change balls of yarn. That's like, this is weird. So There you go. In theory, I will have, and I'm going to write this up as a recipe. So I'm going to walk everybody through how to do it and leave spaces so they can put numbers in for their own size. So then that way it will be whatever size you need it to be, which is about as size inclusive as you can get.
Nice.
It's about as size inclusive as you can get. So I will write it up and then I will get that posted and
Both did pretty well
published.
this month.
Yeah, two side seams, man. Ah, so close.
So close.
Close. So close.
If it was a
But
regular
yeah, I think the
recorded
project
episode
will hold.
tomorrow, we would have both been done, so.
Yep, we sure would have. We sure would have.
Melanie says,
We shall
Pound of
see.
Love softens up so beautiful after washing and drying, too.
I love wool. I love acrylic. I love cotton. I love linen. The only thing I don't like is mohair. Like, I'll work and everything else. I'll wear everything else. From the most rustic of Nopi and bring some little straight through to 100% stuff baby use acrylic you give to babies. Like, not a problem. Not a problem. I enjoy all of it immensely. So I'm quite happy to work on all of it. I just, for designing, the acrylic rips really well. Does that make sense? And it stands up to constant re-ripping. I do
Yes.
have to adjust if this at all makes sense to anybody. And to be fair, I found a vintage pattern for knit petticoats, and it's worsted.
Nice.
Which I want to make.
Also says she might be up for testing your red sweater pattern.
Sure. Well, I mean, you're gonna get it anyway because I need help with the English outside of the pattern as well as the English in the pattern. So it's should always check my English. Another human, a computer, somebody should check my English before I publish things because I don't always necessarily write like regular humans talk. I write like I talk, which is a lot of words all at once, and Grammarly thinks I'm obsessed with run-on sentences. I'm not.
They work in conversation, not so much in writing.
Not so much in writing. So there is that. But yeah, no, I absolutely want to get it out. And I want to write it out so that it is a recipe. So it's like, you like this? Great. I'm gonna hold your hand and we're gonna walk through this a step at a time so you can make it exactly the width you need and exactly the length you need and exactly what the arm length you need. Like I'm gonna, let's do this with as a minimal amount of math as possible, one step at a time, and then that way you can make it and it's exactly the size you want. Maybe Diana wants to make this, but she wants it to be slightly oversized and down to her knees, like a duster.
Ooh,
Because she
I do
decides
like a
she
good
needs to rock
duster.
that look. I want her to be able to do that. Like I want to be able to have that adaptability and flexibility in the pattern. So especially because it's crochet, right? Like, especially because it's crochet. So, like, I want to do that. Ultimately, I gotta sit there and do some math. Like, I gotta, once I'm done sewing it together, I gotta literally put it in a big plastic container that I've zeroed out on the gram scale, and weigh it to roughly figure out how much yarn I used. And then go, okay, so like, I used this much for this size. So, note that if you're using, like, if you're going to be making larger sizes than this size, you're going to need more yarn. Because that's just how sizes work. But if you're smaller than this size, you're going to use less yarn. Just based off the estimation from the weight and the grams of what I've used. But yeah. And then in theory, we are not going to let me buy any more red yarn for a while because I have made a lot of red projects recently.
So, what are we voting on for this month?
Another design thing for me. I absolutely, completely, totally forgot to post to the Instagram. I'm gonna blame it on the fact that I got a call from one of my specialists. There was a cancellation and I took the appointment.
Totally reasonable.
And ran out the door and foobarred the rest of my Friday. I was just like, nope, I got a chance to get in to see my foot specialist. I took it. Took it. Happily. So we're gonna do design work again this month because that worked really well. Like, and I make notes, like the patterns. two-thirds written, a third written, somewhere in that like third to two-thirds marker, where you're like maybe you're just under half, but maybe you're just over half. But you can't say for
Nice.
sure. I am going to post for votes for people. They get to decide whether I'm going to work on my Endless Summer Adventure cardigan or the spring vibes set. I have the hat on the needles, but I need to put the shawl, scarf, cowl, I haven't decided yet, on the needles. I also need to make a decision. So if we vote spring vibes, it forces me to make a decision. Which, guys, make me make a decision.
All right, so
I'm
Endless Summer
thinking maybe
Adventures
spring
cardigan
cowl
or Spring Vibes
or
set.
spring vibes. Yeah, I'll post that.
We feeling spring or setter? Spring or summer?
Spring or summer. And that's
Well,
what we're
chat's
rolling into, right?
deciding that.
What
I did remember to
are you
post.
voting for? Yeah, but what are you
My two
voting for?
things.
You vote Endless Summer?
Oh, what am I voting for
Vote for
between?
me
Oh,
first.
vote for you first. I will vote Endless Summer Adventures cardigan.
I didn't vote for you, but you mean, come on, you had to know I was going to pick pants. It's pants.
It's pants. Let me
I
find the
didn't think
right
you could
picture
even
here.
vote for that one.
So,
Been aggressively pro on that. It's pants pattern.
that's not the right picture. Oh my God, where is it? No, that. My
I'm on
God, where
my
did it
phone,
go?
so there's no reach in for things for me, guys.
Okay. So option one was they were both crochet pants. Those were the choices today. This week.
Crochet
So
pants are crochet pants.
one choice, if we focus, was highly
That
textured
it's pants?
lounge pants.
Oh, lounge pants.
However, those only got
Lounge only.
48% of the votes.
Ooh. Okay. Everyone's with me on the it's pants.
So with 52% of the votes, so by a hair, we're doing it's pants, rat pants.
It's just the name of the pattern, and it's so good.
It's pants. So
It's
mine won't
the
look exactly like this. I'm not going to make rainbow pants with pineapple lace. Well,
that
they're at
I
least
want
not
to
going to
make
be
those pants.
rainbow. I'm not doing rainbow pants. I don't need pride pants.
Oh, what weight of yarn is those pants?
So it's like a recipe. So you can knit or crochet, apply whatever stitch pattern you want, and make them whatever size you want out of whatever yarn you want.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. Pineapple lace pattern with the
Yeah.
wide leg for the jostle in linen.
Yes. I
On
am
like a DK weight.
I'm
On
feeling
a
some
DK
kind of
weight.
light
So you're
color. I'm
going
probably gonna
all
have to buy yarn
lace?
for this, but I'm thinking a solid
Oh,
color for
God.
me.
I
Some kind
don't
of lacy
have money to
pattern.
buy more linen yarn. Never mind the
Okay.
volume of linen yarn I'm going to need to go down my leg on a wide leg pant.
So we've got one, two, three, four votes for spring
Okay.
and two votes for summer plus minus three. So it looks like spring wins.
Spring vibes it is, folks. I'm just saying, Jocelyn, white linen pants for the summer on a DK weight linen. At the wide leg with the pineapple lace. I would just wear leggings underneath, right? You can just put them on top of leggings. It's fine. You're covered. With
So
my best
I'm making
duty
some kind
top.
of we'll make pants. It's pants. I'm making
It's
pants.
pants. Damn. Oh my God. Yes, you need to go buy yarn for that.
I have to see
I'm
what I
so
got
excited.
in the stash.
Also, I really want to now make pants. Thanks for that.
Right?
I feel like you make pants now. How did you really wear pants? Why didn't it be fun? Oh, I'm going out to do something fun or ridiculous. I'm going to wear my pants. So my sister will be like, "Are you wearing your pineapple pants?" I'll be like, "Yes, I wear my pineapple pants now." Because she said something that I wasn't done before. But now you've gone and done it. Or like the summer knitting festivals and stuff. I'm gonna show up in my white linen pineapple crocheted pants.
Right. All right.
So good.
Shall we move on
The
to,
things are really
is
good.
it time for the unscripted Patreon ad?
Is time for the unscripted Patreon
All
ad.
right,
You
and
have
I
to go
have, in fact,
dehydrate, do you?
yeah, I do. So I'm gonna speed through this.
Good luck with that. I have admin stuff to do.
Also says, can't wait to see you in those pants April 7th. That might end up being shorts, but we'll see. I reserve the right to make shorts.
Or capris. Go for capris.
Could do that
Aim
too.
big.
Anyway, my words were cyclone, flood, bazooka, and candy floss.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's bring this on. Oh, jeez.
Okay. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernknitspodcast. Any level of support gets you
Patreon.
access to our patron-only Discord server, where we talk about all manner of things. We can post a flood of patterns in the Pattern Links channel, where we might cast things on in candy floss colored yarn. What are you
I may
doing?
actually do that.
Then sometimes we end up posting a bunch of pictures of yarn to like figure out, you know, what should I buy this yarn or that yarn, or like this is my stash, what should I make this thing out of? And then at the end of it, my space inevitably looks like a cyclone or, you know, a bazooka yarn shot happened. That's not the whole sentence. A yarn bazooka.
That is not English. Like a
Shot yarn
t-shirt
all
can
over
of
the
only
room,
yarn.
or perhaps a cyclone happened. Those ones weren't as smooth.
Okay.
But I got all the
No,
words
that's good.
in.
You did, yeah. Even with me messing around in the
Was very distracted. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm just like, hey, what happens if I just start messing around with my hair? Can Diana keep her concentration up? I don't
No,
know.
I
Let's give it a
absolutely
shot.
can't. I have to like very
Oh
seriously stare at the
my
camera, not at
God.
you.
It's just being a jerk. Being a jerk. You know how
Just
it
put the
is.
microphone right. Let's
Ooh.
put the microphone right there. Now I can't see you.
Jeez. That's one way to deal with me. Block me from view.
Yeah.
Speaking of voting, I'm going to be posting a picture in the Patreon things because I need help picking five games of yarn for one of my cast-ons this week. So there's that. All right. As always, we super understand budgets. They are such a thing. If you cannot financially support us either on Patreon or through YouTube memberships, commenting, liking, subscribing, and following us here on YouTube and other social media platforms is a great way to show us what you're working on. So, as always, let's go through the admin, which is the boring stuff, which is why we put it at the end. Important dates, which sprints have been moved this month because during the last weekend of the month, Diana will be competing in Toronto for the West Coast Swing Group
I'm
that
going to be
she's
in
a
Ottawa,
member of.
actually.
So sorry, Ottawa, I apologize. Right
Close
province,
enough.
wrong city. You said the right
The
province.
farther city. Anyway, point is, I'm not here.
You're not here. So next weekend, so next Saturday, the 9th of March, we are going to be doing our What Sprints for the Month, which is a little bit early, but that's okay because it's also our birthday weekend. I will become 41 on the Sunday, and Diana will be turning 30 something on the Monday. I forgot. New this
33.
morning. Thank you. I was so sure this morning I knew what it was. Up the door now.
So bring cake on Saturday for whip sprints.
Yeah, like bring desserts and stuff. It's a birthday weekend. So that's going on. Our Patreon e-club knit-in, which is a knit club for Patreon members at $5 or more a month, will happen on the second last Saturday of the month, as per usual. As per usual. If you follow us and are a member here on YouTube, under the YouTube memberships, you get additional gaming content, which we're fairly consistent at because we both enjoy playing Stardew. Or at the very least, Diana loves blowing things up and I love running around making her farm.
Neither of
That
us love
happens.
fishing.
Neither of us like fishing. Neither of us like fishing. So that's
Fishing
going
sucks.
on. We do have bonus content that comes out, what, once a month?
Ish,
Also,
3 weeks.
releasing this, I don't remember. And we've got some cows going on. We've got the never-ending librarian cow, the little long, because we never set an end date for it. And that's just how that works. So if you haven't started, you're like, oh man, let's start on the 1st of December. Don't worry about it. You can still join. It has no end date. I'll say the end date is when we're both done our projects. How's that for an end
Yeah.
date? Done.
Yeah,
End
that
done.
works when we're both done. And
When we're both done.
I finished one repeat of the pattern, so like you got
I'm
time.
an inch and a half in from the building at the bottom. So you got plenty of time, people. You're good. You're good. We do have an upcoming spring-themed craft with us. It is about time to start the seasonal craft alongs. So we are going to be starting this month in March. Me and Diana actually have to pick a date after this to do the cast on for the spring equinox cast. Ooh,
Ooh,
ah, spring equinox cast. So it is a spring item for yourself, whatever spring means to you. So it's about as wide as we can get it. The idea is to craft something that is seasonally in the groove, so we're all happy and we're there and we're vibing it, if you will. And do something that we enjoy together. So I know what I'm contemplating working on for the spring equinox. I don't know if Diana knows what she's going to work on for the spring equinox,
Not a
but that
clue.
is our latest upcoming cal. Otherwise, we're sitting pretty footloose and fancy free, though. Yeah, we are seriously contemplating joining the Andrew Mowrey year-long traveler cal.
Spin it to knit
Because if
it,
I remember
yeah.
correctly, yeah, you can spin and then knit, or you can just knit the thing, right? Yes. Yeah, you can spin the yarn and then knit the item from the yarn you spun, or you can just knit the item. I do love her Find Her Fade shawl. So I was looking at the Traveler shawl, and it is big enough to be in that Find Your Fade territory, which is Jocelyn's size territory. So I'm gonna take an honest think on that, but I may do that. I may do that. Like I may make the Find Your Fade my spring shawl, which seems crazy, like it's massive. But I wear my Find Your Fade, my finger and white shawls the most. So to me, it makes it a spring item, which makes no sense. But that's fine. That's what spring means to me, and that's the important part. Or I will
Jude's
cast her with wild abandon, because I
gonna
can.
make a crochet plant. I've killed too many plants of late, so it seems like a good solution. I love that.
Good plan.
Make a plant.
Good plan. Make a plan. I like this plan. Oh, I should do that. I should find, and by I mean I should crowdsource the internet and see if you guys could find me a potted plant, just the green leaves, for Mr. B.
Okay, some
A
kind of
little
potted
stuffed
plant
pot
crochet
plant.
knit pattern.
Yes. And I will tell you why. Because he has the Magic the Gathering card that lets him cast a plant token. You cannot, okay. The plant token does no damage. It's just a body on the board. It's there to do other things entirely. He has now nicknamed it Reginald, and he now attacks me with it every time it's on the table. It does no damage. It just rustles its leaves menacingly.
Okay.
I kind of want to make him a Reginald. Is that silly of me? I mean, that is exactly Mr. B's alley. Like, that's just,
Oh,
that is his
absolutely.
wheelhouse. This is absolutely a thing that will tickle him pink. You have to remember one year for Christmas, I gave him a D&D adventuring backpack because he needed a new backpack. So, like, I stocked it with adventuring kits, like 50 feet of rope, a collapsible shovel. Like, I gave him an adventuring kit for Christmas. That's the
That's
nature
cute.
of the gift giving that I do. But it was a really, I worked hard on my gift. I made little healing potions, they were chocolates. In his herbalism kit, like, I went pretty hardcore on this. He had a journal, a notebook, and a pen. The best one was the collapsible shovel. I had to go to like six different stores to find a collapsible shovel. It's driving me and my dad nuts, but we were determined to find a collapsible shovel. And he uses it too. That's the funny thing. At
That's amazing.
least it has years. And I see the backpack it used too, so that helps. But no, I just think, yeah, just right now my brain's like, I should make him a Reginald for his
Absolutely.
birthday this year. I should make him a Reginald for his birthday this year. That way I can be like, okay, here you go. Here's
Want to
Reginald.
see the little plant come out on the table.
Yeah, a little potted plant with green leaves. Nothing fancy, guys. It's literally a potted plant with green leaves on the card. Like it's not fancy. It's a plant token. But I want to sit out there and like and have a little. I'll add a little. Stakey, like where do you put the stakes in the ground to say what kind of vegetable or thing it is? And I'm just gonna write Reginald on the
Perfect.
looks like a potted plant, but this is also The same man who can't remember where his cup of tea is, and his tea could put hair on your chest. It's that he likes English breakfast when the tea bag's still in it, when he's done the cup, when it's cold.
Oh, I know.
Tannins. I can't do it. No, I don't want to give him a real plant. Also, where would he put a real plant in his mom's house? There's no way. His mom's got every available surface covered with things. It's not going to work. But a stuffed plant. I could do a stuffed plant. So that's, I want to do that, guys. I want to make him a little stuffed plant. You'll help me, right, Internet? You'll help me find a
I'm
plant
sure
stuffing.
the internet can help you find a little stuff plant.
I can hear Sherry
We need a
Google searching as I speak.
little Reginald.
I need a little Reginald for him. That'll be super cute for his birthday. Anyway, his birthday's like in freaking September. Like, I got ages to do this.
You got time.
I got time. And
All
if I don't
right.
spit it out when I think about it, it turns out into the ether and it never comes back. So there you go. However, that's it. That is all the adaptations and changes we've got going on. We'll maybe drop in extra bonuses and stuff this month simply because it's our birthday month and you know it's us. We do a lot of things ad hoc just because we can. And we enjoy it and we have fun with these things. So hopefully you guys are free to join us at some point during the month for celebrations. Our usual podcast schedule will commence next week as the norm. And then with luck, we will see more finishes from Diana in April. I want pants, man. Do it up. Get some
Okay, I
pants.
only need a round and a
Pants.
half more on the sleeve and then like three rounds for the edging. So like this is happening today.
That means you
I'll
have an
post a
ample
picture
finished
later.
week. Yeah, we need photos.
Yes.
All right. Diane and I both have to dehydrate.
Yep.
So
Let's wrap this up.
I will take suggestions. I asked to have February off from TED Talk History because my February was obscenely busy. It was obscenely busy, peeps. However, if there is a history topic you want me to rabbit hole down for some particularly weird reason, let me know. I am working on a Patreon post, which will be public facing, so you don't have to be a Patreon member to see it. I will occasionally do posts that are public, not just private, for everybody. I'm going to make that one specifically public because it's going to talk about where I start my research and where I go looking for things and how I make stuff adaptable. Like I use a listening app that converts academic papers into audio formats for myself. I mean, it's geared towards college and university students so that they can listen to their papers instead of having to do an obscene amount of reading. I like it because it makes academic stuff far more approachable for me. So like I want to list the podcasts that I start at and the academic histories I go to first and where I find the books that I read, right? Like I want to list that out for everybody so people can see kind of where my launching point is and then where I go from there. So like if they want to follow me down a rabbit hole, they know where I started. Does that make sense? Does anybody want
References
this
are
information?
important.
I have no idea, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. In true Jocelyn fashion, I'm going to assume you're as interested in history as I am.
Citation needed.
Citation needed. But I don't necessarily want to talk about my citations and sources while I'm trying to cram it, all the interesting stuff into like 5 minutes or less. But yeah,
Yeah, no.
absolutely. I need a suggestion. I need a topic. I need a name. I need a thing. Am I doing like a badass saint? Like, am I just picking my favorite saint from ancient history and talking to you about him?
Could do. I know
There's the
nothing
one that
about
got
any
his
saints.
swam home. It's either the one who swam home from Turkey or got flown home because he promised God to give up his lands. So he either caught a direct flight with angels or him and his 200 men swam from Turkey. So no specifications on whether they swam the whole way all the time or if like, they stopped along the way. Guys, things are just, it's a wild, wild world. All up in there. It's delightful. Are we talking about the clay tablets that exist from the East? And we're talking hundreds of thousands of clay tablets that are twice the age of the Roman Empire in years. Ancient. Are we going to talk about Antioch? Are we going to talk about, you know, this? Let's get wild and wacky. The Japan one was fascinating. Oh, there's a book, it's called The Brief History of Japan. So good. Highly recommend listening to it, or like I listened obviously, or reading it, but like The Brief History of Japan is great. So good. Like, we're gonna go like how to be a tutor, like what is the day in the life of a Victorian. Like there's so many good history books. It is amazing. Do we do something a little risque? Do we go a little adult themed? Do we do like an After Dark sort of idea? Do we do like a murder mystery? Do I talk about like the last executioner who lived?
Jude
Legal execution.
suggesting water
Do we.
festivals? I know we have whale dressings, but I would be surprised if there weren't others. I don't know anything about
Yeah.
either of those words.
Which words?
Water festivals and whale dressings.
A bit broad. We're gonna have to narrow that down a bit more. Mostly because if we're talking water
Elsa
festivals,
says
I need an area of the world.
traditions around
Because
the
it's very
equinox.
different. We could do traditions around equinox. Heck, we could do the evolution of the witch if we wanted to. I could talk about how it wasn't traditionally a broom, but when it was a bathtub or a table. A
Nice.
chair. But I mean,
Bathtub.
we have broom now because they were easier to draw on the pamphlets. That's some of the
Really,
original
that's it?
conversation when they were learning about witches. They were on tables, they were in bathtubs, they were on chairs, they were on beds. Just occasionally a broom, but like a broom is easier to draw, so we sort of kind of like went that way. It was faster on the propaganda front. Talking about the fact that you have a bunch of laws when it comes to witchcraft and demonology, and they come from a king who had a bad trip to go fetch his wife, and then decided it was caused by witches, not just bad weather.
Right.
History is really weird.
For water
So
festivals
many
and well
things.
dressings anywhere other than the UK.
Which is fair. The other big places would probably be the African continent, South America. There might be some documentation in through there. I can also randomly pick a topic depending on what I listen to. Like sometimes I tell Diana what I've listened to in a week and she just looks at me.
And for those of us that have no idea what
Wait.
a well dressing is, what is it? In like 30 seconds or less?
Depends on where we're going. Like the UK, I'd have to go look up the definition for well dressing to see what it is. So I don't misquote. I guess something from medieval history we could talk about in class. We could talk about cathedral glass plane. We could talk about the evolution of stained glass windows.
Could be fun.
We're talking about Gothic
Oh, it's a
churches.
blessing of the water source, which involves parades and pressed flower displays.
Okay, then yeah, it's the same thing.
Learning.
Okay, there's not too terribly dissimilar to stuff in South America. We can talk about Incan temples. Okay, we got Mariah is also suggesting things that she wants me to have to go look up, isn't she?
Well, I also was suggesting the equinox stuff. Elisa would also like equinox stuff.
Okay, I can do equinox stuff.
But it
Fair
was Jude that was suggesting the water stuff.
enough. Water shifts a
So.
bit because it's going to be very traditional, so it's going to be very narrow realm, like narrow spaces. Does that make sense? It's very. I have to be very specific at when and where, because traditions change. Equinox is a bit of a broader topic, but I could narrow that down to sort of modern day equinox festivals versus what was recorded as pagan traditional festivals for this for the same thing. When we start seeing documentation in through early Christianity, like I could do a contrast compare sort of idea, because we do have paper documentation for the two of those. I
Let's
certainly
go with
could go like
equinox because it's that
deeper
time of the
into
year.
something with it. Oh, that's right. And then you get your favorites like why is it bunnies? Why is it babies? Why is it Easter? Why is it eggs and stuff? So like there's space to play
Oh,
with it.
Asa says if you're doing a live cast on for the spring equinox, you could do it then.
I could just talk about it while we're doing the spring equinox. That is an option.
That sounds
About the history
great,
of
actually.
dragons. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do that.
Sure, I can do
If
that.
that works for you,
You'll do
since you're the
that?
one that has to do all the work for this.
I do have to do all the work for this.
Since
You're not
the since
wrong.
that's your part of the show, if that works for you, I think that sounds like a great idea.
Sure, that works for me. I don't mind. So it's interesting. Super interesting. I fell down a rabbit hole of ghost ships for 2 weeks for no particular reason. The history of ghost ships, different ghost ships throughout history. Thanks, After Dark. Helped me out a ton. Matt.
Jude
Matt.
says the
Also,
water. stuff. I left vague because I don't know what there is, and happy to be surprised with which direction taken.
Which is fair, because you never know what's going to happen. When I start looking at things, I mean, I started with a Greenland thing, and I ended up on genealogical traits and family trees. Like, I just, you never know where I'm going to go. I don't know where I'm going to go when I start these things.
Yeah, I'm surprised there hasn't been, like, two sleeves
for fiber things. Good. I'm surprised there hasn't been requests for fiber stuff, like nail binding and, you know, rope work and pictures and stuff. Who knows, Keith? Who knows?
All right.
I would love to do some prehistory on you guys. At some point, I need to do some prehistory on you guys.
Oh, absolutely.
So good. Okay. If we're good,
shall we wrap things
we'll
up?
Wrap up.
All right, because I got to dehydrate.
Kriner's got to go. Guys, I'm... Until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you,
don't forget to knit. Okay, let's go.
Push the button. You gotta go.